Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, Kim, welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ryan. How are you today?
I'm doing great as well. Thanks for asking. I'm excited to talk to you. As we always do, let's start off by you telling my audience of Morning Upgraders who you are, what you do for a living, and then something you are grateful for right now.
Okay, well, I am a lot of things. I am an entrepreneur. I run a nonprofit organization. I started my first business when I was 18 years old. So I've been in the business world for ever. I'm not going to tell you my age, but it's along a lot of years. And I am a mother, a grandmother. I am an author. I've got a best-selling book out. And I'm a speaker. And I am a lover of all people and black licorice.
Black licorice. That's a first. 100% yeah. First. Here.
Yeah. Do you like black licorice? Do you like it?
I can't say I really do like it, honestly.
I don't run into many people that do, and it's so good. But yeah, anyway.
Sounds like a new business you need to start, you know, some sort of branded form of black licorice.
Right.
What are you grateful for?
I am grateful for family. I'm grateful that my kids are all gainfully employed, tax-paying citizens, and none of them on my payroll, and that they live independently and work independently. And I find that to be a victory.
I think it is a victory. My kids are still young, but I can see that they're starting to accomplish things in their lives. And they're only 12, 10, and 8 as we record this. But they're starting to grow up into like polite people that are, I can tell they're starting to find their way a little bit. And I'm like, God, look at that. Because sometimes you feel like, you know, even as an adult, you're still trying to figure things out. And you got to raise these little human beings. And so you sometimes don't know if things are going well. And it's kind of neat to see their progress. You know, not that things are perfect, but the progress is nice to see.
So it's for sure. And it's fun. Like every age is fun. Every stage is fun. But it is so fun to see who they become, you know, who they are at 8 compared to who they were at 3 and how they're the same, but yet they're evolving just like we are, hopefully still evolving, right?
Yeah. Did you, like with your kids, like personal growth, was that a part of their upbringing at all or not really?
They were surrounded by crazy in a way. I mean, I always had my own businesses. And so they came to work a lot and they learned to work hard. They learned what it was like to be self-employed and decide if that's something that they wanted for themselves. But so discipline, you have to be pretty disciplined if you're going to run your own business and you want it to be very successful and employ a lot of people and do a lot of good in the world. So they were surrounded by that, even though there wasn't necessarily a written structure to it. It's when I look back and think of what they were exposed to, that certainly helped create who they are today.
Are any of them going into entrepreneurship or are they working for someone right now?
I have 5 and 3 of them are self-employed. One of them is an engineer for NASA and the other one is a cancer researcher, PhD, MD, PhD.
Nice. Okay. Doing all right.
Yeah, they're doing okay.
That's great. So let's talk about your mornings, Kim. How do you start your day?
Well, I set my alarm. I tell Alexa what time to wake me up and I jump out of bed, quickly throw on clothes and I go for a 45-minute walk outside. And I do it with a friend who lives about an hour away from me. We call and talk on the phone and talk about our days. And so being outside in the fresh air is great. And then I make a cup of decaffeinated coffee after a quick shower and listen to Darren Hardy. I'm a big Darren Hardy fan. So I love the Darren Dailies. They're really good. And then I pray to the Lord to help me with my day. I look at my list from yesterday that is always longer than what I can complete in a day, carry over whatever I didn't get done and make a new list for the day and go at it.
You're in Michigan, correct?
I am.
So what do you do in the winter? Do you still do the walk?
Yes. It's crazy. I would like to do the walk in Hawaii. There's a lot of places I'd rather do the walk. It takes some discipline, I think, to get up on a snowy or rainy. We walk rain, shine, snow, doesn't matter the weather. We we walk, and I know that my friend is going to be there. She's been my best friend since high school, and I know she's going to be there, so I can't let her down. So having that accountability keeps us both going and making it happen.
Oh, you walk together. I thought you said phone. Okay.
It's like, well, we do walk on the phone, but together on the phone. So
got it.
We're talking when we're walking.
Okay. Got it. That's cool. Yeah. I have a daily habit of walking as well. It's checks off a lot of boxes for me. So I'm in New Jersey. And so, cold winters as well. I found that I have like the Save the Duck jacket. I think that's the brand, Save the Duck. And man, that thing is warm as can be. So you put the hood up with the liner inside, and it could be 10 degrees out and it doesn't feel like it. I mean, your legs aren't great, but your upper body is toasty.
Yeah, that's nice. I actually, earlier this year, just a couple months ago, I bought these wind pants and a wind jacket from Costco. And it is so warm. And I've been out. I mean, it's been 20 degrees already. And I've been out in it and I'm sweating when I get back. It's amazing. I spent, $20 or something and got the greatest wind pants and jacket I could buy, I guess.
So for those listening in the cold states and that want to walk in the winter, you've just gotten some clothing tips from us,
That's right.
True. So obviously walking with your friend brings you happiness and fulfillment. What else brings you happiness and fulfillment?
What I get to do every day. I lost my husband a few years ago, and it made me question love, the reality of love, the truth about love. And so I took a year, I dedicated a year to figuring out what love really is and discovered that a lot of what we're taught about love, a lot of what we think we know about love isn't really love. And if we know what love really is, it's life-changing, it's transformational, and it has changed my life a lot. And now I'm very passionate about sharing what I know about love because it's changing other people's lives as well and could change the world. And so most of my day focuses on that, whether it's talking to people like you or setting up speaking engagements or writing articles or working on my next book. I love life. I love what I get to do every day.
Can I ask you a question about that, about your husband?
Sure.
Two questions, actually. The first year that you lost him, that first year, how did you get through your responsibilities that you work and kids and all that stuff? Well, kids are they're grown, but I guess mainly work. Like, how did you get through those core responsibilities having suffered that loss?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I was 47 when I lost my husband, and we worked together. He worked in the businesses as well. And I was diagnosed with cancer. And then 4 months later, he was diagnosed with cancer and he died 6 weeks later. And so there was a bit of a process in it all. Fortunately, our businesses were all large enough that we had people working in them. We had great staff. And so we had people to take over the day-to-day, to do the things that we would be doing. And priorities change. When you're hit with something like that, priorities kind of change. And you realize it's the almighty dollar isn't the only thing that's important in life. And so it's okay to take a step back and breathe for a minute. And then when I was physically ready to go back to work, I wasn't sure what I was going to do, if I was going to go back into my businesses. I was also running a nonprofit. I run a nonprofit still today. But I had stepped down from that position when I was diagnosed with cancer. And so when I went back, I went back to work as a part-time bookkeeper of an organization that my father and I had started, just kind of taking life slow as I was going to figure out my new life alone. 10 days after I took that position, there was an earthquake in Haiti that killed 200,000 people. So within 2 weeks, I was in Haiti. And then for the next several years, I spent at least part of every month in Haiti. And I learned quickly that service is healing. Service is the best thing I could have done for my grief, is to go and get outside myself and serve others.
I think you're kind of answering the question that I was going to ask you, but I'm going to ask it anyway, because you want to add anything onto it. I was going to ask you, if I was speaking to the 45-year-old Kim that hadn't yet suffered the loss of her husband and had to battle cancer, how do you live differently now versus then?
Daily, moment by moment. I think it's so easy when you're so busy. I mean, my word, I had 5 kids. My oldest biological child was 4 and a half when my fourth biological child was born. It was insane. My life was insane. And on top of it, I coached basketball. I coached volleyball. I was the head of the girls' ministry at church. I mean, I was a crazy life. And it's okay to breathe. It's okay to not be the super achiever. It's okay to breathe. You know, when you're so busy, it's like there are things that can happen in a day that can make a day go by so slow. You know, when you're putting out fires, when you're whatever, it can seem so slow, but then the years can go by way too fast. And to slow down and realize that the most important thing in life are people, and to make sure that you're not neglecting people. I mean, that's one of the first things I learned about love, is that love, I use this old poem, love is patient, love is kind. I worked on one word a month when I did this year-long thing. And love that is patient would say, this is the most important moment of your life. This moment right here, right now. What's in the past is in the past. What's in the future is yet to come. This is the moment. So to leave every distraction out of your head and not be thinking about the meeting you have later, who you have to get to soccer practice, what you got to stop and get at the grocery store on the way home, but to be fully focused on the person that you're with, whoever that is, a coworker, a child, a neighbor, somebody at the grocery store, whoever, but to give your undivided 100% focus, that's love. That's respect and love, to be completely in that moment. And when you live that way, when you live in the moment, moments take on a whole new meaning, and you listen, you hear things that you never would have heard, and you see life a completely different way.
Yeah, I think this is such an important message, because I'm living it right now between a couple of businesses and the pressure that comes from that, and the three kids and all their activities. And some of these activities, like my one daughter is dancing very competitively now, and things are coming her way that it's just getting very complicated and exciting at the same time, but just very chaotic. I'm just trying to remind myself to be present. You know, that's where like the meditation comes in for me. I'm just answering from my perspective. The meditation comes in. The certain books I'm reading, like, man, I'm going to butcher his name. He's a monk. He's not alive anymore, but Thich Nhat Hanh. I mean, I butchered
right.
that.
Yeah. So good.
That was an embarrassing, but he's got books about like enjoying the simple things, like washing dishes, just sit there and wash the dish and just enjoy it. And I've taken a lot away from that. And so it's really just training yourself to slow down and just be present in the moment and stop thinking all the busy thoughts and your to-do list and all that, you know? So I think it's a really important message that you're spreading right now.
Part of it that goes along with that too, is to think, you know, I get to do these things. I get to. My husband's gone. I get to do these things. I get to see my grandbabies. I get to experience what I'm experiencing in life. I get to wash the dishes instead of I got to. And, you know, when you make that mind shift as well and realize again that it's people that are important, then life takes on a whole new meaning.
What is the meaning of life in your personal opinion? I know you mentioned relationships, being in the moment. Is there anything else that from your, through your lens, that's really important in terms of meaning of life?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think one of the things that about love that I learned about love is that we have some myths about love. Like we're taught that love is a two-way street, you know, that you give love and you better get it back. But love is not a transaction. You know, if I give you money, you give me a pair of jeans, that's a transaction. If I give you love to get love, that's a transaction. That's not love. Love is 100% up to you, 100%. You don't control anybody. And if you love to get love, then you're going to be disappointed. You're going to have a heartache because you don't control that love coming back. You just control the love giving. And love has a special way of coming back to you, but that's not why you give it. And when you live that way, when you realize that all you have to do is love, that's all you have to do is love people. That's really your number one job. That's really all you have to do. And when you live that way, you give yourself freedom to be exactly who you believe you're created to be. And at the same time, you give everybody else freedom to be exactly who they are created to be. So it's okay to have a different opinion. It's okay to have a different nationality. Labels go away. Life is not about labels. Life is about people, about individuals. It's not about, I love everybody, but those darn Democrats or, shoot, those Republicans, right? Then you don't love everybody. You know, love everybody for who they are. Recognize the beauty in the individual and the uniqueness, and that we're all different, yet so much the same.
I really like the message you're spreading here and the vibe. I think it's really important. I don't talk about love much on this podcast that I can recall, at least. And I think it is a really important topic. So I'm glad we're going into this direction. And I'm also shocked at how fast this conversation is going, because we're almost at the time. I've got one last question for you. I want to go to business. It feels very abrupt to go from what we're talking about to business, but being that you are a successful business owner and I do have entrepreneurs listening, I would like to kind of pick your brain in terms of how you've had success in growing your business. What comes to mind? Like, what has worked for you in growing your businesses?
Be authentic. Be who you really are. When you try to be somebody else, or you try to fit a role, or try to mold yourself into looking like somebody else, people sense that. People know that. And people want to do business with people that they trust. And they're not going to trust you if they don't think you're being authentic. Just be who you are. Be who you are. There's going to be no's along the way, plenty of no's. But every no is one step closer to a yes. Take the no's, learn from the no's, and rejoice in the yeses. But all the while, be who you are. Be the real you.
Do you bring love into your workplace?
Absolutely. You know, it's not something you can hang up in the closet when you get to the office, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, this was great, Kim. Thanks for everything you shared. If someone wants to reach out to you, where should we send them?
KimSorrell.com is my website, but it's my last name's ridiculous. I'm literally the only Kim Sorrell spelled my way in the world, because I asked way too many letters, two R's, two E's, two L's, S-O-R-R-E-L-L-E. But Love is the name of my book, Love Is. And loveis.info, you can get to my website. But if you Google Love Is, chances are I'm going to pop up.
Perfect. All right. We'll look that up all up in the show notes page. Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.